My concern is with the latest storyline on Coronation Street. My mother is a sufferer and she is 58 now. She's been diagnosed for 3 years now. And it's in her daily routine to watch the show. So she watches Coronation Street every time it's on. So now after the recent storyline about Alzheimer's, she is now paranoid that this is going to happen to her and in the future that all this that's being played out on Coronation Street with the affair and with the lady moving in with the woman who her husband's having an affair with, that it's all going to play out in her future, which is causing her more stress and it's causing us as a family more stress, as we're the ones that have to pick up the pieces and to piece everything back together and reassure her.
So what stage is your mum at, Ruth?
She's currently at the end of stage 4, start of stage 5 in that region.
And what does that mean?
Well, basically, at the minute she can't be left alone. Someone has to constantly be with her. She can't dress herself. We have to choose her clothes out for her in the morning and dress her for the appropriate season. She can't cook, she can't clean, she can't drive.
And can you explain to me why she can't do that? And in other words, if she was left on her own, what would she do?
If she was left on her own, she wouldn't be able to cope by herself. She wouldn't be able to cook for herself. She would probably just sit in the house and stare at the wall, basically. She'll not do anything. Or she'll just stand her outside. Like, we have to be there to make sure she stays in the house and that she's looked after.
Must be really difficult, Ruth, knowing your mum in behaving in one way and then after she's ill, behaving in another way.
Oh, definitely. Like, before she had the Alzheimer's, she was a completely different person. She was so outgoing and she was able to do anything, cope with anything that came her way. But now she's just changed dramatically. Like, I see a different person in her.
And how are you coping with that?
Well, it's to cope with it. As I'm a university student at the minute, I'm full-time in university and I have a part-time job. So it's hard to cope with university life and a job on top of looking after my mum. Like, I can't stay up at university. I have to come home every day whenever I don't have class to look after her. And going out, if I ever want to go out, I feel so guilty going out and leaving my mum, you know, because I know she doesn't have that much time left to try to spend as much as possible with her.
And your mum's just 58?
Yeah.
You're 20?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you haven't had that much time with her?
No, as I said, she was diagnosed 3 years ago, so that made me 17. It was actually whenever I began to learn to drive that we really noticed it. And then whenever I passed my test, she just couldn't drive anymore herself, and that's whenever she was diagnosed.
And does she know she's ill?
Yes, she knows she's ill. She doesn't as such understand the illness, but she knows that she's got Alzheimer's and that she is going to get worse. But she doesn't realise herself how bad it will get.
Bernadine, I'm sure we'll get calls today from people who have experienced their loved ones with Alzheimer's at all different stages. 08459 555 678. If you can, pick up the phone to us today. 08459 555 678. And I remember Bernadine going out to visit a lovely, lovely family whose father had Alzheimer's. And what they found the most difficult was the reality that the person who they know, it's the same body, it's the same face, it is the same person, and yet they behave totally differently. Sometimes the personality changes, sometimes they don't even know who their own wives are.
It is increasingly difficult as the journey of dementia progresses, Stephen, for people who live with dementia themselves and for the people who care for them. And that's people who care for them formally, like Ruth is doing for her mother, and also maybe the other siblings who may not even just be involved in the practical caring, but to be part of someone's life and to see them change is extremely difficult. And that's why Alzheimer's Society, we would be encouraging where people can have an early diagnosis and therefore can continue to live well for longer because they make the informed choices together. They make it at early stages. And that's very important for the person with dementia, but also for their families, so that they come to get the support and information earlier and come to some better understanding of some of the changes that are happening along the journey. Currently in Northern Ireland, we have 18,300 people with dementia. And we estimate, you know, that there's anything up to 7,000 of those who don't actually have a diagnosis. So, you know, those people aren't even getting they're not getting the support.
Sorry, how many without diagnosis?
Well, we estimate about 7,000, Stephen.
How could they not be diagnosed?
Well, for various different reasons. There may be worries about their memory. People may have an inkling that there is a dementia there, but they may actually not get a diagnosis. We are very lucky in Northern Ireland that we have the highest diagnosis rates in the UK. And yet, we only have approximately about 62% of people who are living with a dementia actually get a diagnosis. And I don't think any other life-limiting condition would find it acceptable, Stephen. For example, maybe people with strokes or some of the cancers or some of the life-limiting conditions, that we would find it acceptable to say that only two-thirds of them would get a diagnosis. And we are working with our GPs, we are working with our psychogeriatricians, we have some great memory clinics throughout Northern Ireland.
What are the first signs, Bernadine?
People will maybe perhaps struggle to remember recent events, despite, you know, being able to recall things that happened prior to that, maybe long in the past. Finding it difficult to follow conversations on TV programmes, forgetting names, and perhaps maybe if they are downtown with family, they forget the name of someone, a friend they're approaching, unable to recall things they've heard or seen.
Is that not just a sign of old age, though?
No, Stephen, not necessarily a sign of old age at all. People with dementia do, you know, they move increasingly through the journey. They have difficulty in making decisions. Sometimes they have problems in thinking and reasoning out things that they hear and things that they see. Feelings of anxiety, feelings of being depressed or angry then about their forgetfulness. That's not normal ageing, Stephen.
And how does it end up killing you?
Well, people with dementia become unable to manage all other conditions that are related with growing older. People with dementia are possibly, and increasingly we're finding that if they don't have a diagnosis of dementia and they are admitted to hospital, they are staying longer in our acute hospitals. And if you had a diagnosis of dementia, your support and care plan would be geared differently. And people are unable to manage those things and their body is unable to cope with other ongoing life-limiting conditions that may occur in old age.
And as I was saying this morning to Ruth, massive pressure on not just the person with it, but their loved ones around them. And massive frustration because you want your mum to be your mum the way you've always known her.
Of course you do. And you naturally want the relationship of mother-daughter to continue. But as Ruth has said there, she has now come into a role that as well as her role as a daughter, her role as a college student, her role as a part-time worker in the community, she has a role of a carer as well. And all those added roles are increasingly stressed. And I would encourage that Ruth and any other people who are in a similar situation would avail of our information support service. We have a Northern Ireland-wide helpline and we have support workers in every area of Northern Ireland. And I would encourage that they would at least access the support. Sometimes it helps just to offload to someone independent.
Have you many people helping you, Ruth?
Well, I haven't been approached by anybody, you know, to help me, and I haven't really been given very much information about Alzheimer's, but at the minute, Alzheimer's isn't really well known. Like, most people think that you only get Alzheimer's whenever you're old, which isn't the case, and most definitely wasn't the case with Mum.
No. Ruth, could I please encourage you to contact our helpline here in Northern Ireland? It's 028-9066-4100. And some of our helpline advisors will gladly give you some information and support. They'll also direct you to a dementia support worker within the area that you live in.
OK. Well, listen, thank you very much, Ruth, for bringing this story to us. And Bernadine, thank you for talking to us today.
Not at all.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Ruth.
Thank you.